今天我准备了一些信息是关于圣诞节。
The song our group just sang for you is a famous song.
刚才我们的小组唱的歌是一首很出名的歌。
The words are very well known.
歌词是非常普遍，大家都认识的。
I'm sure all of you at least know the first four words by heart.
我相信大家都知道头四个字。
Maybe some of you know the whole song by heart.
或者你心里面已经知道整首歌了。
Silent night, holy night.
平安夜，圣善夜。
And then all is calm, all is bright.
但是一切都很平静。
And then around the Virgin Mary is a holy infant who sleeps in heavenly peace.
而在一个玛利亚的身边呢，有一个圣婴。
From the song we know that the very first Christmas was a quiet and peaceful night.
从这首歌词我们知道第一个圣诞节其实是很平静很和平的一个晚上。
May I say that the very first Christmas was very different from the way we celebrate Christmas today?
其实第一个圣诞节那种气氛和我们现在庆祝圣诞的方式是很不同。
Two days ago on Friday,
两日前礼拜五,
some of us were having a gathering in a home.
我们其中有几个人在家庭里面聚集。
And our housemate Julian talked to us on the phone.
咁 Julian 咧就打 text 过嚟。
And she was doing some shopping in a supermarket Tesco.
因为咧佢喺 Tesco 咧喺度买紧餸。
And she said on her phone, people are going crazy doing final day shopping.
个口信咧就讲到啊，嗰啲人咧真系多到人头涌涌啊，喺度抢购。
Because of the sales and the reductions, and people are rushing to buy just before Christmas.
因为货物减价啊嘛，咁个个冲就涌晒去买嘢。
And right after Christmas, on the 26th, we have the Boxing Day.
26号咧，圣诞节嘅第二日咧，我哋有一个叫 Boxing Day。
More shopping to do.
咁啊，仲会多啲抢购添。
The only thing you need to think about is sale and reduction.
啊，我哋唯一一样要谂到嘅就系抢购啊，减价。
But you need to get there early, you see.
但你必须要早到。
So today Christmas means shopping.
所以现今来讲的圣诞节就等于去采购。
And cooking.
同埋煮嘢食。
Very busy cooking.
啊，忙得好紧要嘅煮嘢食。
And of course, eating.
当然仲有食嘢啦。
And for many people, reveling.
啊，有好多人咧都系狂欢啊，有啲人。
Drinking.
饮酒啊。
Partying.
又派对啊。
Hugging
啊咩啊
？Hugging
哦哦，互相擁抱啊。
And then people get more and more crazy and intimate。
咁啲人咧喺網上咧就更加瘋狂。
Some people do this any time in the year。
喺一年裏邊咧，任何時間都會咁做。
But especially during Christmas holiday and on New Year's Eve。
但係尤其是係聖誕節啦，同埋除夕嘅晚上。
People let their hair down.
啊，啲人咧就
放低嗰啲头发。
放低啲头发。
Let their restraint off.
就放肆。
Just have fun.
就狂欢。
Silent night, holy night. What the difference for the first Christmas?
嗱，平安夜、圣善夜，呢个同第一个圣诞系好唔同。
What's so holy about the Christmas today?
咁现今嚟讲，圣诞节究竟有几？圣洁呢？
What does this word holy means anyways?
圣洁这个字究竟是有什么意思呢？
Some words are easier to understand.
有些字眼是容易明白的。
Other words are harder to understand.
有些字眼是难明白的。
What is meant by the word holy?
圣洁这个字意思是什么呢？
Today, I want to make it easy for you.
今天我想简化它来讲。
Instead of the word holy, let's think the word self-controlled.
与其讲圣洁咧，不如我哋谂呢个字咧，克己。
Self-control.
克己。
A holy person, a truly holy person, has self-control.
一个真正圣洁嘅人咧，佢系好克己嘅。
A person who throws off all restraint falls into immorality.
但系一个放肆嘅人咧，就会好容易跌入一个道德嘅败坏里边。
Since I was a boy about 10 years old.
当我仲系一个男孩子十岁左右
，In Hong Kong，
喺香港
I've always been attracted to martial arts.
我咧就好对呢个功夫好有兴趣。
Including Western boxing.
包括西方嘅拳术。
And when there is a boxing match going on.
假如咧有一个拳赛嘅话咧。
One day before the match.
拳赛之前一日。
The two boxers would come for a press conference.
咁兩個拳師咧就會走埋一齊開記者招待會。
This kind of press conference is called weigh in.
呢種記者招待會咧就叫做上榜。
And the boxer will strip the shirt in front of you.
呢個拳師咧就會除咗上邊衫。
Stand on the scale.
咁就企喺榜上。
And then in front of all the cameras.
咁喺眾多嘅。鏡頭面前咧就展示一身嘅肌肉啊！
你 see the chest muscles and the abdomen muscles， 哇！
啊，你睇下胸膛啊、腹肌啊，哇
！And then the next boxer comes up。
咁跟住另一個拳師上台啦。
嗯。
啊，一樣展示嘅肌肉。
And then they eyeball to eyeball， they eye each other。
咁跟住佢哋兩人咧就對望啦。
As a young boy， I was very attracted by those muscles。
當我係一個小伙子嘅時候咧，我都係好。對呢啲啊，你滿身嘅肌肉好吸引。
Those muscles were good looking, and they represent the result of many months of hard work.
呢啲肌肉咧係好一嚟好睇咧，二嚟咧代表緊佢哋花咗經年累月嘅鍛鍊。
If muscle men are good to look at,
一個充滿肌肉嘅人咧係好好睇嘅。
During the match,
比賽嘅時候
，If you like me like 功夫，
如果你好似我咁喜歡武術嘅話
，The skills of The champion kind of level of boxes.
嗰啲世界級嘅嗰種嘅技術啦。
Are great to watch.
技術嘅精湛咧係好好睇嘅。
I two Sundays ago I told you very friendly. Until today, I enjoy watching boxing matches.
啊，直至到今日咧，我都好中意睇拳賽嘅。
But what appeals to me most is a master who has self-control.
但係最吸引我嘅一樣嘢咧，就係一個師傅，佢有克己嘅精神。
A master who is humble and kind。
呢個師傅咧係謙卑同埋良善。
I think of the films I saw about these old Shaolin masters。
我記起咧，我睇過一啲電影，尤其是少林嘅功夫。
About the old masters in Shaolin 寺。
啊，就係少林寺裏邊嘅一啲老師傅。
The combination of power and self-control commands my respect and admiration.
佢哋一方面嗰個武術高強啦，另外有一種克己嘅精神，呢兩樣合埋咧，令到我非常之敬佩。
Compared to the younger ones,
但係相比起年青嘅一代咧
，with good skills,
佢哋係有武術嘅技術嘅
，and an aggressive character.
但係咧，佢哋嘅性情咧係非常嘅兇暴
，and an arrogant spirit，
仲有一個非常高傲嘅性情。
My heart was attracted to the Shaolin 老和尚。
我嘅心咧係好羨慕嗰啲少林嘅老和尚。
For some reason, the combination of power and self-control are very attractive to me。
啊，呢個武功高強加上克己嘅精神咧，我咧覺得令到我肅然起敬。
Let's be honest about it。
啊、我哋老實啲啊。
A person with self-control is strong。
一個人如果有克己嘅精神咧，佢先就係一個強人。
Self-control is a form of inner strength。
因為克己咧係一種內功嚟嘅。
A person who has no restraint is actually very weak。
一個人如果唔能夠克制自己嘅話咧，其實係一個弱者。
Lack of self-control is a weakness。
缺乏克己。是一種弱點嚟嘅。
You know about IQ, don't you?
大家知道 IQ 嘛，智商。
Intelligent quotient.
智商。
Is a scientific way of measuring the level of one's cleverness.
就係一個科學嘅方法咧，去量度一個人有幾聰明。
Some of you may know what is EQ.
大家或者有啲人都知道咩叫 EQ 情商。
E stands for emotion.
E 咧就係情感。
This is another way to measure.A person's ability to control his or her own emotions.
EQ 咧情商咧就係愛嚟量度一個人咧有幾能夠處理情緒啊。
Emotional quotient.
EQ 情商。
What should we call self-control?
咁但係克己咧，又應該點樣叫佢咧
？May I coin a new word this morning?
今天呢，我或者自己想出一个字出来。
Should we call it ISQ?
我就叫它做呢克己雙數。
Inner Strength Quotient.
就是克己的雙數。
So IQ means how clever you are.
智商呢，就即係你有幾聰明啊。
But ISQ means whether or not you have self-control.
克己嘅雙數呢，即係話你有幾能夠克制自己。
But self-control is very hard when it comes to, say, resisting sexual temptations.
但係一嚟到抗拒性誘惑呢一方面呢，克己就嚟得非常嘅困難啦。
Today we live in a world where many, many people have sex outside of marriage.
今天我哋活喺一个世代里面咧，就系好多人喺婚姻以外有性方面嘅经验。
It becomes customary and almost accepted to have sex without commitment.
呢个世界咧已经好似接受咗一个情况咧，就系冇。委身冇彼此嘅委身咧，都可以有性關係。
To have sex casually is okay.
就係咧隨意有性行為咧冇所謂嘅。
Adults do it.
成年人就咁樣做。
Students do it.
學生都咁樣做。
Older people do it.
Older
people.
老人都會咁樣做。
Young people do it.
少年人都會咁做。
Just many people do it.
就係好多人都咁做。
People around us do it all the time。
我哋周圍嘅人都會咁做。
Some of you have complained to me that living in a student accommodation。
其中你哋有啲人咧向我講，向我投訴啊，訴苦啦，就係咧你哋住嘅宿舍裏邊。
While you're trying to concentrate to study for an exam。
你自己咧就好想專心嘅去為考試讀書啊。
You can hear。People next door making love.
但係咧，隔離房嘅咧，你聽到有就男女咧喺度做愛。
The way to concentrate is to turn up the music volume.
如果你自己想去專心讀書嘅話咧，你就開大自己嘅音樂啦。
In order to concentrate.
咁你先可以專心到。
If you don't do it.
如果你唔敢做咧
，people will laugh at you.
別人咧就會笑你啦。
Are you weird?
佢話你真係怪。
Or are you queer?
你真係 queer。怪
To learn self-control in today is very hard, especially for you young people.
今日咧要學克己咧係好困難嘅，尤其是對你哋青少年。
When I was younger, it was hard for me also.
我年輕嘅時候咧都唔容易嘅。
I've come from Asia, a different society.
我係嚟自亞洲另一個社會。
I've heard about the society in Canada and in USA.
我就聽聞喺外國西方啊、美國啊、加拿大。
When I saw it happen in front of my eyes，
但係當我親眼目睹呢啲事情發生嘅時候
，It wasn't easy for me。
對我係好唔容易啊。
To learn self-control seems to be very lonely business。
因為咧，去學克己咧，似乎係好孤獨。
Peer pressure is very strong。
因為同輩俾我嘅壓力係好大嘅。
It takes courage。To be different.
要想與眾不同咩？你要非常有勇氣。
But dare to be different is a form of inner strength.
但係一個敢於與眾不同嘅人咧，本身已經係一種內功嚟啦。
Do you dare not to do what people do when what they do is wrong?
當你身邊嘅人做嘅嘢係錯嘅時候，你敢唔敢唔去跟佢哋做咧
？Because once you choose to conform.
因為假如你選擇咗去同佢哋一樣嘅話，同化咧
，the pressure is much less。
因為咁呢個平輩之間俾你嘅壓力就會減少啦。
Especially when your friends ask you, have you tried it？
尤其是當你嘅朋友問你，你試過未啊
？How dare you answer？ Actually, I haven't。
你點敢咧開口講？其實咧我都冇試過。
You'd be so outdated。
因為你咁樣就叫做落後啦嘛。
Where do you come from？
你喺邊度嚟㗎
？Which planet do you come from？
你喺邊個地星球嚟
？Here in our world, everybody does it。
今日喺我呢個年今嘅世界裏邊咧，個個都有婚前嘅性行為啦。
It takes courage for a young person not to do something。Although many people do it，
對於一個青年人要有勇氣去做一啲別人唔做嘅嘢咧，係好需要勇氣。
That's why self-control is 內功。
所以我話咧，克己係一種內功嚟。
Inner strength。
所以。
Inner strength。
內功裏邊嘅力量。
May I say that I did not have sex with anyone before I got married with my dear wife?
喺我同我隔離嗰個妻子結婚之前咧，我係從來冇另一個冇一個婚前性行為嘅。
Oh, excuse me, I forgot to introduce my wife. Olive is my wife. Some of you don't know.
我先生。
My wife is my only sex partner. She was, she is my only sex partner.
我妻子咧係我唯一一個性伴侶。
Now that I've told you my private life.
現在我講咗俾你聽我嘅私事喎。
Am I embarrassed because I didn't have sex with anyone before I got married?
係咪因為我冇過婚前嘅性行為咧，冇過呢啲經驗咧，我就因此就好覺得好尷尬呢
？Am I ashamed to tell you that?
我咁樣話俾你聽，我會唔會覺得好羞恥呢
？No，
唔會喎。
I'm not。
唔會喎。
I'm proud。
我好自豪喎、
啊。I'm proud that I did not do what others did。
我好自覺得好自豪，因為我冇跟隨別人做佢哋做嘅嘢。
I'm very proud that I'm the kind of person that I am today.
我覺得好自豪，我係我。
It wasn't easy for me when I was young.
喺我年輕嘅時候咧，唔係容易嘅。
But I came through.
但係我渡過咗嗰個難關。
I'm also grateful to the education and training that God has given me through the Bible.
我亦都好感恩咧，神俾我有機會受嘅教育同埋訓練，就係聖經裏邊嘅學習。
And through Jesus, our leader and savior.
亦都通過耶穌，我哋嘅救主，俾我嘅教導。
In this church, I've taught a long special series on sex education.
喺呢個教會咧，早排咧，我曾經講過一個好長嘅系列，就係關於性教育嘅。
For over 5 months, I taught about sex.
大概講咗5個月咧，都係講到聖經嘅性教育觀。
And purity.
還有純潔。
And self-control.
還有克己。
I mentioned to many of you before.
我同你哋當中一啲嘢咧講過好多次。
Making love is not love.
做愛並不等於愛。
After having sex casually,
當一個人咧好隨意咁有性關係咧
，a boy,
一個男孩子
，or a man,
或者一個男人
，loses interest and respect for the girl very quickly.
就會咧對呢個女性咧。好快，好快就會失去咗尊重噶啦。
A few moments ago，
係一陣子之前。
Everything is love and affection，
全部咧都係愛啊、感情啊。
But those of us who have been married or are mature will be able to tell you from experience。
假如我哋結咗婚嘅比較成熟嘅咧，就可以從我哋嘅經驗裏邊話到俾你哋聽。
A man loses respect in a girl very quickly after casual sex。
一個男人咧，假如同另外一個女仔有咗好隨便有咗性關係之後咧，依個男人會對依個女人咧係冇曬尊重嘅。
Ten minutes ago, the girl is my girl.
10分鐘之前咧，呢個女孩子係我嘅女孩子。
Afterwards, the girl becomes cheap in his eyes.
咁一發生咗性關係之後咧，這個女孩子喺依個男孩子嘅眼中咧，就變得係冇價值嘅啦。
Cheap，
冇價值。唔矜貴。
On the contrary，
相反
，a man who refuses to have sex when a woman offers it，
就係當如果一個女孩子想同一個男孩子有性關係，而依個男孩子咧拒絕嘅話
，commands respect，
咁咧就會反而得到尊重。
Suddenly the man is held in high esteem in the girl's eyes。
突然間咧，依個女孩子會見到呢個男孩子咧，覺得會好尊重佢啦。
Because girls know，
因為一個女孩子知道
，girls have never seen a man when offers free sex rejects it。
因為冇一個女孩子咧會見過一個男人啊，假如有機會同一個女孩子發生關係嘅話，佢拒絕嘅。
What man are you？
呢個咩男人嚟嘅咧
？You've got something I didn't know you had before。
因為從此佢就認識呢個男人咧，佢有一種質素，我係從來唔知道。
That man has got。Inner strength.
呢個男人係有內功嘅。
Self-control.
就係克己啦。
In this world, we are told to upgrade our own value.
喺呢個世界裏邊咧，我哋常常聽到要增值。
By acquiring more academic qualifications.
就係要有得到多啲嘅資歷啦。
But tell me.
咁你請你話俾我知。
What is more important?
邊一樣重要啲咧
？What is more valuable?
哪一样是有价值的呢？
What really counts?
我们什么是重要的呢？
Academic qualification?
是学位啊。
Or self-control?
还是克己呢？
Dare to be different when what people do is wrong.
当别人做的事都是错的时候，我们去敢于与众不同。
So I say today,
所以我今天
What we need,
我今天就说了，我们所需要的呢
is education and training in self-control.
就是需要在克制、克己那方面呢有受教育还有去受训练。
In this church, self-control is taught.
在这间教会里面，我们是教克己的。
Self-control is learned.
克己呢是要学回来的。
And is practiced.
还有要去操练、去锻炼的。
On the 8th of this month,
在这个月的八号
For those of us who love boxing,
如果你喜欢拳赛的话
There was an important event in the USA.
在美国有一场很重要的赛事
Does anyone of you follow boxing matches here?
大家有没有看拳赛
Am I the only one who watch boxing?
是不是我
I remember you told me you watch boxing.
Jamie 喜欢
Did you watch that?
你有没有看
The 8th of December. Hey, how come there are so many people here today? Only two are boxing lovers.
咁多人当中只有我同 Jamie 两个睇拳赛。
But there are at least two more persons here who used to practice martial arts.
但起码喺呢度咧，有另外两个人咧，就系会玩功夫嘅，学功夫。
Used to.
以前会学功夫。
Before they got married.
就系结婚之前学过。
They used to practice taekwondo.
跆拳道。
Anyway, on the 8th of this month,
无论如何咧，喺十二月嘅八号
，two world champion boxers faced each other.
世界级嘅两位拳王咧对垒。
For the fourth time,
就系第四次比赛。
The first time they had a match was about 8 to 10 years ago.
第一次佢哋对垒咧系八年前。
But in this month, they faced each other for the fourth time.
今个月咧系佢哋第四次比赛。
Because almost every single time they were so equal in power and skill, it was a draw.
咁啊，因为咧过去几次比赛咧，因为佢哋都系好强啊，都差不多势均力敌咁样。
From the Philippines.
咁啊喺菲律宾啦。
The boxer's name is Pak Chiao.
来自菲律宾嘅呢个选手咧叫 Pak Chiao。
The other one from Mexico.
另外咧就係一個咧就係嚟自墨西哥嘅。
I just spoke a Spanish word just now, or you understand Mexico?
即係頭先個發音咧係西班牙語，墨西哥。
Marquez.
你個名係 Marquez.
Pacquiao and Marquez had the fourth match on the 8th of this month.
呢兩位選手咧就係八號嘅時候咧第四次嘅比賽。
It was very hot.
咁咧好熱門啦。
I didn't know they had a match.
我唔知道佢哋比賽嘅。
Later on, I found out.
即係後嚟先知道。
And I log on to YouTube.
咁我就睇 YouTube 啦。
Oh, it was so good.
哇，好精彩。
So good.
好精彩。
In the past three bouts.
咁喺上嗰三次比賽。
One or two times it was a draw.
咁有一兩次咧都係平手。
Another time, the Filipino Pacquiao won.
有一次咧，就喺个菲律宾嘅选手赢咗。
In the first fight，
喺第一次比赛里边
，although both were equally good，
虽然咧两个都势均力敌，都系好。
The Pacquiao from Philippines knocked down Marquez three times。
但系菲律宾嘅选手 Pacquiao 咧，就将对手打咗落地下三次。
I said knock down， but not knock out。
啊，即系跌咗喺地上。但係咧係冇擊到嘅
，because the punches of Pacquiao are so wild, fast and powerful。
因為 Pacquiao 嘅拳咧出嘅拳咧係好強嘅。
Although Marquez himself is a champion, he was knocked down three times on the canvas。
雖然 Marquez 都係一個拳好頂級嘅拳師，但係佢都跌咗喺地上三次。
But Marquez being a true champion, knocked down and he stood up again.
但 Marquez 跌咗喺地下就又起翻身啦。
Knocked down again, stood up again.
再跌就再起。
Three times.
三次。
And it was a draw.
咁咧就平手啦。
On the second fight.
咁第二次比賽咧
，Pacquiao was still very good.
菲律賓嘅選手 Pacquiao 咧都係好好強喎。
Knocked down Marquez once on the canvas.
只係將對手咧 跌倒在地上一次，打在地上一次。
So、the trainer of Marcus was teaching him how to improve himself.
咁 Marcus 嗰個教練咧，就一直就教佢點樣去進步，點樣去打對手咧。
But the third fight.
咁第三次比賽嘅時候
，Park Chiu no longer could knock down Marcus, not even once.
Park Chiu 咧竟然咧都唔能夠打到對方。跌喺地上一次都跌唔到。
Of course, Park Chiu landed many punches on his head.
雖然咧 ，Park Chiu 咧出拳咧打喺對方個頭上好多次。
But people noticed that Marcus, although was hit, he did not even stagger.
雖然咧 ，Marcus 俾人擊中個頭部，但係佢咧腳步唔會浮浮。
On the 8th of this month.
喺今年嘅八號。
Perhaps the final and the fourth fight.
可能咧係最後一次、第四次比賽啊。
What happened?
發生咩事咧
？In the first three rounds，
喺第前嗰三個回合咧
，Marcus sustained many blows from Park Chiu。
Marcus 咧就承受咗對方好多嘅好多拳啦。
And he was bleeding from the right eyes。
佢右眼咧已經開始流血啦。
But during the fourth round，
但係第四個回合咧
，something staggering happened。
就突然間咧有啲好奇怪嘅事發生啦，好令人詫異嘅。
In a split of a second。
喺一瞬間
，Marcus rushed forward.
Marcus 咧就衝上前
，ducking his head，
就縮起個頭。
With the right，
就用手
右勾拳。
右勾拳。
One right，
一個勾右勾拳。
And in slow motion， the camera show Park Chiu's head went.
呢個如果你睇慢鏡頭重播嘅時候，你就睇到 Park Chiu 咧就跌倒啦。
And people saw his shoulders and arms went numb.
咁啊，觀眾都會睇到佢嘅肩膊啊、手啊都麻痹啦。
He became a diver.
佢好似一個
插水員。
插水員咁樣。
Boom!
就倒擊倒在地上。
One right, he knocked out Park Chiu.
只係一個右勾拳，佢已經將 Park Chiu 打低咗。
And the referee said, "Count one, two, three."
咁啊，公正咧就數一二三
，counted to ten，
數到十。
The Filipino champion couldn't stand up anymore。
呢個菲律賓嘅拳王咧起唔到身啦。
The reporters came on to the ring。
咁記者就湧上嚟啦。
People was interviewing the new champion。
咁咧就湧嗰個新嘅拳王啦。
Park Chiu was still on the floor。
Park Chiu 仲瞓喺地下，攤喺度。
Down and out。
就瞓咗喺度，被擊倒啦。
We had a new champion。
我哋就一個新嘅拳王。
Champion from Mexico, Marquez of Mexico.
從墨西哥嘅 Marquez 嘅拳王。
After that bout, people studied why did Marquez won that match.
拳賽之後，有啲人就去研究點解 Marquez 可以出勝咧。
What are the secrets of the victory?
佢嘅秘訣係乜嘢咧
？The secret was that Marquez has made improvement in the last 8 years.
秘訣咧就係過去八年咧 ，Marquez 好努力咧去改善。
In what areas?Improvement was made.
喺邊方面得到改善
？Well, first of all, he duck his head more.
首先咧就係佢縮頭縮得好多。
So that he would evade many punches from Park Chiu.
咁佢就可以避開咗好多拳啦。
But most importantly, he has reduced the number of wild flurry shots.
而更重要嘅咧就係咧，佢減少咗好多胡亂嘅發拳。
He was exercising self-control.
佢係咧。操練緊克己嘅精神
，waiting for the right moment to come，
等候緊嗰個適當嘅時間出現。
But then he also improved his footwork。
咁佢亦都改善佢嘅馬步啦。
And then as he punches, he doesn't lose the balance of the body。
好讓佢自己出拳嘅時候咧，佢唔會失去平衡。
All this is a credit to his famous trainer Ignacio Beristain。
咁功勞咧都係要歸俾佢嘅教練。
In one word, Marquez won because he has improved。In self-control.
一個字講曬咧 ，Marcus 可以出勝咧，係因為佢喺克己方面改善咗。
Two Sundays ago, I told you Jesus was like Joshua.
喺兩個禮拜前，我同大家講，耶穌就好比約書亞。
As the leader and savior of the world.
就係世界嘅領袖。
Jesus will take God's people into the promised land.
耶稣系会将神嘅子民百姓咧带入应许之地。
And as the Bible says, by saving them from their sins.
正如圣经所讲咧，系要将神嘅百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Christians who follow Jesus and overcome sins will enter the kingdom of God.
基督徒如果是跟随耶稣的话，去克服罪恶呢，他可以进入应许之地。
But those Christians who are overcome by sins will not enter the kingdom of God.
但是假如基督徒他是被罪恶胜过的话，他是绝不能进入神的国的。
I'd like to read to you from the book of Galatians, chapter 6 of the New Testament.
我想读加拉太书给大家听，加拉太书第六章。
If you want to follow me, you have got a few Bibles in your table. It's on page 334.
中英文的圣经呢，就是334页。揭去后边，由后边嘅三三四页系中英文。
The Book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 7 to 8.
加拉太书第六章七至八节。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit.
加拉太书第六章七至八节，不要自欺，神是不可轻慢的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着自己的肉体撒种的，必定从肉体收取败坏；顺从圣灵撒种的，必定从圣灵收取永生。
Those who follow boxing know the importance of.Trainers.
那些看拳賽的人呢，你就知道，訓練拳師是怎樣。
Success or failure hinges on a good trainer.
成功與否呢，是在乎那個教練。
What we need today is education and training in self-control.
今天我們所需要的呢，是克己方面需要受教育，以及需要受鍛鍊。
In this church,
在這個教會裡面，
Self-control is taught.
我哋系会教
克己。Learned,
我哋要学克己。
And is practiced.
我哋要锻炼克己。
I hope by teaching the Bible in this way this morning, we'll make celebration of Christmas practical and down to earth.
我希望今日呢篇道咧喺圣诞节讲咧系会对大家系实际啊。
Because the purpose of the birth of Jesus is this.
因为耶稣嘅出生嘅目的系咁。
He comes in order to save his people from their sins.
他来到是为了将神的子民救出来，从罪恶里救出来。
What good is celebration of Christmas when we are not saved from our sins?
假如我们不是得到从罪恶里救出来的话，那庆祝圣诞又有什么意思呢？
May God bless you this Christmas.
愿神今个圣诞节祝福大家。
And may you have found, you have learned something today as you enter the new year.
希望今日大家都觉得学到一啲嘢。
I ask my dear wife Olive to pray.